Congrats. Congrats on making it to a state tournament. I see. Well, it's been 11 years since Cozad High has boys have been to a state tournament. It was long overdue, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, 11 years is a long time. We've been here. This is year number five. And so to get here at this point is a remarkable achievement. And it's been awesome for the community. We had tremendous support. And you know, being able to host sub-districts and in a district game, you know, that home court advantage was really big for us being able to punch our way into to Lincoln. And this is only the second time since 1979 that Cozad boys have made it to state tournament. So, you know, not a lot of tradition before that. It was, you know, tradition rich with Coach Ramsey, and they were going every year, it seemed, for about, I don't know, about 15 years. So hopefully we can kind of get back on the track and make a few more appearances.
I saw the pictures from your district final at your place. That place was, I think it looked like standing room only. It was a packed house, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the community really showed out. We had two generous donors who paid all the admission for any Cozad fans, so that was really, really special. And then the amount of people that showed up, and it was packed. It was, like you said, the top, around the top of the new stadium was people standing, and you know, I don't think they sat very much, and they were a huge reason why we were able to kind of hold on. We had a great start, and then we held on, and the crowd was tremendous.
Well, you know, SCOTUS has got a tradition as well, and boy, it wasn't easy. 47-37, they battled you for four quarters, didn't they?
Yeah, we really jumped on right away. We were able to hold them for 2 points in that first quarter and got a good lead. But then the second quarter, we didn't score a field goal. We only got 2 points from the free throw line, and they were able to creep back and then be within striking distance. And you know, we started the third quarter really hot, able to maybe kind of manage the game. And then just like any good team, like at this point of the season, you're going to face quality ball clubs. And they kept fighting and scratching, and they had it back to a one-point game twice, and Oliver Davis made two huge buckets and back-to-back possessions to make sure that we didn't to surrender that lead. And in the fourth quarter, again, we came out, we were able to get a nice little run, and then we were able to just manage the game from that point on.
I saw the stats where Noah Shoemaker didn't have a Noah Shoemaker type of game, but Davis came through and really played well, scored well for you.
Correct. I mean, Oliver can really get it going. He's had several games in the high teens and a couple 20s, and so you know, I feel like we got six guys that can maybe produce a 20-point game on any given night. Noah didn't really have a good sub-districts or districts in any of those games, and so that's encouraging to know that we've got guys that can step up in big moments besides him and find us over the top, even when Noah's not maybe as good as offensively. And you know, when they're going to take him away and face guard him and not try to let him catch the ball easily, there should be a lot of lanes, and we have total faith in our other kids. Shaden Hoffmaster's had big games. Mason Fales hit, I think, two big threes in that district final game. Kellen Shoemaker hit three threes. And then Gage Strauss, he had 7 points in the fourth quarter that were just absolutely vital in order for us to win.
Yeah, and when I go back and I say that statement, he didn't have his typical game. I mean, you're right. He's the focal point of probably every team that watches on film, and he'll be the focal point for Ashland Greenwood, but it's nice to have other kids do some good things in those big game situations, isn't it?
Yeah, like we said, I mean, our kids really stepped up, and first and foremost, you know, I mean, and you know, and anybody that's watched us in the conference, you know, we hang our hat on defense and rebounding, and ever since that Holdridge game when they came to our place after the conference tournament and kind of put it on us and scored over 80 points, we've been really locked back in on the defensive end, and we've been able to hold people, you know, below their averages and really rebound the ball probably the best we have all season. And when you get into this type of area of the season, it seems like all these teams out of Lincoln, that's what the tradition of rich programs, the Auburns, the Ashland Greenwoods, you know, these ball clubs, you know, that are there, they are just defenders and tough. And so, you know, we've tried to get to that point, and this year and maybe last year a little bit, you know, we're pretty good at that end of the court.
Well, Ashland Greenwood's tournament experience is there, Coach. You know what they've done the last couple of years, and you certainly didn't get a cupcake the first round of the state tournament, did you?
No, I mean, traditional-wise, you know, like, they've been there. I mean, they didn't win it last year, but they were participants, and the previous years they were state champs, and so, you know, Coach Mosey, he does a tremendous job, right, of establishing a culture there. Now, the guys they have currently, I don't think have a ton of experience on this stage, just like us, but, you know, they've been there, they've seen that. The expectation is that they're there every year and they're going to make a deep run. The thing that they do is, I mean, they really shut you out of the paint. I mean, it is hard to get an easy look against these guys. And, you know, they're a little bit slower tempo than we've seen, that we see in this area. They're fine with walking the ball to court, setting everything, and being patient on the offensive end, because they just know they're going to lock you up on the defensive end so much.
I know it's game by game, first game first, Coach. The rest of C1 field, of course, no matter what, whoever wins this game is going to have a tough opponent in Lincoln Lutheran. Or how about Fillmore Central? There's no Auburn this year for the first time in a while, so a little bit something different. And they got Ogallala and Sydney on the other side with some familiar teams right there.
Yeah, I mean, the field is pretty stacked. I think, you know, it's wide open. There's a lot of teams that feel really good about their draw and everything. And when you look at Lincoln Lutheran, I mean, they've kind of been the team the majority of the year that's been sitting at the top of the standings as far as with a lot of publications and at the PowerPoints, number one. I mean, they've got size and ability and a Dutzman kid who's, you know, a top three player in the state. And then you've got Fillmore Central, who, if you go into Auburn on a district final and beat Coach Weeks, then you're pretty tough. And, you know, tough teams kind of make it this time of year. And then on the other end, you know, you've got Donovan Trumbull, who was preseason number one in our classification, and Coach Burr does a great job down there. They got two really good juniors. And then you got Ogallala. Well, we all know about them out here, mm-hmm. and what they can do to you and put points on the board. Sydney and Coach Lewis, you know, they're really coming on strong. They played really good basketball in the last half of the season. And so, you know, there's no easy outs, like you said. And then Omaha Concordia, who is a very quality club as well. And so, like I said, I think everybody feels pretty good about where they're at this time of year and are excited for the opportunities we get down to Lincoln.
And finally, 10:45 in the morning, it's going to be different. You haven't played too many games that time. Do you kind of, the next couple of days, do you kind of go in the mornings a little bit, or just, heck, we'll just keep practicing at normal time? We'll play when we have to.
Yeah, we just, you know, initially when we saw that coming out, I kind of, you know, was looking towards the state tournament, thinking, okay, that, you know, that week before, we'll go in the morning. And after we won on Monday, we rethought it. We just thought we're just going to do all our best practices after school, and then you know, we'll just play at that time. You know, the other times I brought teams down, we seemed like we played the last game or the second to last game, and that's kind of miserable because you just wait around and, you know, you're just ready to play and you're anxious and you kind of wear yourself out, I think, throughout the course of the day trying to find things to do. And so we really like the time slot, and we're going to go, and our kids are going to be prepared, and I know they're going to be competitive, you know, and if the ball falls in the hoop, then, you know, we're blessed and we can move on to the next day.